Okay, today we're going to finish Be'ez Hashem the first parak of Maseches Shumos and begin the second parak of Maseches Shumos. So the last many Mishnayos of the first parak were all about being mafresh from olives onto oil, or from oil onto olives, or from this type of olive onto that type of olive. So the Mishnah finally, at the end of it all, tells us what the klal is, meaning in general, whenever it comes to learning, you always have to try to figure out the klalim. This is what we're makabel from our Rebbeim, that's the derech, the proper derech in learning, to try to figure out what the klalim are that apply throughout Shas, and then to apply them and see what's an exception to the klal, what the rules are, what the exceptions to the rules are. That's what Rav Shechter's pretty much whole Derech HaLimud is, to figure out the klalim throughout Shas. I heard from Rabbi Reisman that he gets annoyed sometimes when people talk about Rav Pamzatzal, that they talk about, you know, like he's everybody's Zaydi or something, that he was like this sweet old man that was just a nice Zaydi. He said he was a big tzaddik and he was a very sweet person, but what he was at his core was a Talmud Chacham, was a Masmid, and someone who figured out, worked really, really hard to figure out klalim in learning. He said that's what sticks out in his mind as someone who's a master of figuring out klalim in learning. So we have to figure out what the klalim are. So the Mishnah makes it easy for us because it tells us the klal. Ein tormen midavar shenigmar melachto al davar shelo nigmar melachto, v'lo midavar shelo nigmar melachto al davar shenigmar melachto, v'lo midavar shelo nigmar melachto al davar shelo nigmar melachto. You should not be toreim if you have two items, one that already is fully processed and the other that's not. You shouldn't be toreim from one on the other, or from the other on the one, or even if you have all the items are not fully processed, you shouldn't be toreim, because truma is supposed to be from stuff that is fully processed, and it's supposed to cover stuff that is fully processed. But v'im tarmu trumas and truma. But in all those cases, if you are mafresh truma, the truma is valid. So that's a little bit misleading, because it doesn't give you the exception to the klal, meaning if you actually remember the Mishnayos that we learned in this perek, that klal is mostly true, but there is a major exception, and that was in Mishnah Dalet, where we said that if you're toreim from zesim on shemen, or from anovim on yayin, right, you're toreim from olives to cover your oil, or from grapes to cover your wine, that is ein truma, so truma, because that causes a pesed to the kohen, that causes a loss to the kohen, and therefore it's not even a valid truma. Now, Mishnah Aleph, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. So there's a halacha called min hamukaf, that when you're mafresh truma, it should be from stuff that's in the vicinity of the tevel that you're trying to turn into chulin. So it has to be all in the same vicinity, all near each other. So because of that, because there is such a din min hamukaf, ein tarmin mitahar halatameh. We don't want you to be mafresh truma from tahar produce to cover tameh produce, because we're afraid that you're not going to do it min hamukaf, because you're going to be too scared to put the Torah stuff near the Tameh stuff, lest the Torah stuff become Tameh. So we're nervous that it's not going to be Minamukaf. But if you did separate Truma from Tahar stuff on Tameh stuff, meaning to cover and to exempt the Tameh stuff, that's going to be a valid Truma. Be'emes Amru, the Chachamim tell us, Be'emes is something that's Halach al-Moshe B'Sinai. Usually, right? That's what the Bartanur points out. Kol hecha de taninim be'emes amru ki ilu hi alach al Moshe Misinai. Avalav dafka alach al Moshe Misinai. Shari perakam de Shabbos shaninim be'emes amru achazin roa hecha netinokus koron midrabanan hi. He says it doesn't always mean alach al Moshe Misinai, because you do have a Masechah Shabbos that an example of be'emes amru where it's clearly a din midrabanan and not a din midaraisa, so that can't be alach al Moshe Misinai, which is interesting. Sometimes you do have, that's when the Netziv writes in the Sakhtava to the Perish on the Sheiltos, that Hilchus HaGemirila, for example. So Hilchus HaGemirila typically means Halach HaMoshe Misinai. But the Nesev writes, doesn't always mean Halach HaMoshe Misinai. Sometimes it just means we have a really ancient tradition that something is so. So the Be'emes Amru also means that it just is. It's something that is taken as a fact, meaning just like Halach HaMoshe Misinai. You take it as a fact and you don't question it. So too, these are Halachos that just are. So Be'emes Amru, Ha'igol Shal, if you have a pressed fig cakes that part of them became tameh and part of them are tahar, torim in atar sheishbo al tameh sheishbo, then you can be torim from the tahar stuff on the tameh stuff, because it already is minamukaf. It's in the same eagle shal devela, so we don't have to be concerned that you're going to take shalom minamukaf. V'cheina gudu shal yarek, v'cheina reima. Same is true if you have like a bundle of vegetables or a pile of produce or something where there's some tameh and some tahar. tahar in that bundle or in that pile, so you can be mafresh on the tahar to cover the tamei, because we assume that since they're already touching each other, there's no concern that you're not going to do it min hamukaf. Hayu shnei igulim shtei agudos shtei aremos. But if there are two fig cakes or two bundles or two piles, then achas tamei v'achas tahar, and one of them is tamei, the other one is tahar, that's where lo yitro mizel zeh. You're not allowed to be torim from the tahar on the tamei, because we're afraid that you're not going to do it min hamukaf, out of fear of being metame the tar stuff. But Reb Elazar omer tarmin min hatar ala tamei. Reb Elazar disagrees with this entire din. He says that there's no such gezeirah midrabanan. You're allowed to be torim from that which is tar and that which is tamei. We're not afraid that you're not going to do min hamukaf. So to summarize what we learned today, Mishnah Yud told us the basic klalim of the majority of Perek Aleph, which is that you should only be torim from tahar, from fully processed produce on other fully processed produce. You should never do in the other direction, although generally, almost always, it works even if you do it, if you're torim from not fully processed on processed, from fully processed on not fully processed, and from not fully processed on not fully processed. And then Mishnah Aleph told us to be that there's an Isser Dirabanan to be torim from that which is tahar and that which is tameh, but that Isser is limited to when they're not already touching, because the only reason you're not allowed to do it is because we're afraid you're not going to do it min hamukaf. Whereas Reb Elazar said that he has no such concern, and he doesn't think there's a problem of being torim from that which is tahar on that which is tameh. He's not concerned that people will come to be torim shalom in amukaf. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis.